Good evening.
Good evening, Bill.
Jed, would you open us in prayer, please?
God, have a clear day, and thank you for giving us. Please help that we would listen to Mr. Bill, and please help Mr. Bill that you would give him the words to say, and please help that we could remember what he said and apply it to our lives. And please have that.
Thank you, Jed. There's a word in our language that is not used as often as it should be, or it's used too much in a flippant manner or in an insincere excess. It can be a noun, it can be a verb or an adjective. It can heal a relationship or it can break a heart. It can destroy human love, or it can make the bond of love even stronger. It is a word that can be hard to say. It can be said without speaking. Or not being said, it can destroy a marriage. Not putting the words into action can get the same results. It can make someone angry if they don't hear it spoken. Or it can, if it is spoken, it can get the same reaction. Our scriptures are all about this word. Jesus is the meaning of this word. And I am sure that some of you may have already figured out what that word is. It's the word forgive. Webster reads about forgive this way: to grant a pardon for or remission of an offense, sin, to absolve. Forgave. It's in the past. I have forgave or forgiven you. Forgiving. You have a forgiving spirit. To counsel or to remit a debt, obligation. To cease to feel resentment against or to forgive one's enemies. One of the first mentions of forgiving is in the New Testament, is in Matthew 6. Verse 9 through 15. And I'm sure that these verses are familiar with almost everyone in here. After this manner, therefore, pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. In verse 12, they're talking about, and forgive us our debts, and forgive our debtors. That is not talking about forgiveness from the penalty of sin. That was taken care of by having faith in Jesus, the Son of God. According to some of the commentators that I read, this refers to parental forgiveness, as in the Lord's Prayer, which starts out, Our Father, which art in heaven. This allows us to be in fellowship with our Father God. And if we are unwilling to forgive, then how can we possibly expect God to forgive us? I'm going to share a personal experience about forgiving, and this event is what actually started me thinking about this message. Several months have gone past since this happened to me at work. One of my co-workers offended me in a really big way, and I was angered to the point that I did not want to forgive. I felt betrayed, taken advantage of, and deceived. It was then in my daily Bible reading that I came to this portion of Scripture in Matthew 9 through 15. And I read those verses of Scripture over and over every morning. I just felt compelled that it was obligated for me to read it. I did it for weeks. I read them and I reread them. I knew that I should forgive, but I didn't want to. I wanted justice for my wrong. As the day passed, I began to realize that I was committing a sin against God by my stubbornness and my unwillingness to submit to God's word and His will for me. To this day, I do not know if this person knows that I was offended by his actions or if he even cared. What I come to realize is that the main problem was between me and God. As most of you know in this room, you know that God will not let one of His continue in sin without making an attitude adjustment. One day I stopped pushing back against the Lord, and I asked Him for forgiveness as I confessed my sin and verbally, while sitting in our den, forgave the co-worker. Now, I have not talked to this person about any of this or how I felt toward him. However, I did experience God's relentless hand of correction until I gave up and repented. If you would turn to Luke 17... We'll start in verse 1. Then said he unto his disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and he was cast into the sea than if he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee and said, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And this individual, I don't know that he even knew that I was offended, but there was never any repentance on his part. Jesus taught his disciples the true meaning of forgiving. What did Jesus say about not forgiving someone of their offenses against you or me? Read Matthew 18, verses 18 through 35. Well, let's move down to verse 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him till seven times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him who owed him 10,000 talents. And we know that is a tremendous sum. For as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him his debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, which is a small sum. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, and went and cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, They were so sorry and came and told their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors until he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall our heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your heart forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. One of the things that I learned in studying this is how important that forgiveness is to the Lord. He puts a lot of emphasis on not forgiving, just as these verses explain to us that if you are not willing to forgive, then the Lord is not going to forgive you. You have to be willing to, as I had to do, to yield to the Lord's direction and the Lord's guidance and surrender to what He has in store for you. And until you do that, how can you expect Him to forgive you of your sins and your trespasses? If you would, please turn over to Romans chapter 3. Verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all of them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be the propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Those verses tell us the difference between God's forgiveness and man's forgiveness. The king, the Lord of that servant, put him in prison, whereas God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will, if we just yield ourselves and confess with our mouth, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And equally, we should be faithful and just to forgive others who have sinned against us. We'll turn back to Matthew 18. Verse 34 and 35. The king, the Lord of the servant, he was wroth and he delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay off all that was due him. And we pretty much know from the reading of the scriptures that that amount of money, there was no way that that person would ever be able to pay that off. That debt was too great. And that's the same way that our debt of sin is. It's too great. We can't pay it off. The only thing we can do is turn to our Redeemer, our Lord and Jesus Christ. And He is the one who was able to pay our sin debt. Our New Testament scriptures are all about forgiveness. The rewards of having a forgiving spirit, and the results that you can expect if you have an unforgiving spirit. A major part of what we are taught in our scriptures is that we have been forgiven of so much and that we are to become more Christ-like. One of the things that He, Christ, is best at is forgiveness. And if we are sincere about being like Christ, we must learn how to forgive and to be willing to forgive those who offend us and to seek forgiveness when we are the offender. in when Jesus was on the cross, he was still forgiving the sinners, even though he was near death. He did not stop demonstrating his love and his care for the ones of us who have confessed him as our Savior. I've lost my place. We'll start with verse 8, just to give a context of how they were actually mistreating our Lord when they were preparing to take him to the cross. We know that he had already been scourged and beaten, and then Pilate had sent him to see Herod. And I'm going to start in verse 20, chapter 23, verse 8 of Luke. When Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him many words, but Jesus answered nothing. The chief priests who were there, they were very vehemently accusing him and really raising all kinds of a ruckus as to demanding that he be crucified. And then Herod and his men of war set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him back to Pilate. We know that Scripture teaches that there was a man, well, there were two men that were crucified with Christ the same day. They were hung up. They were two malefactors. And they were led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right, one on the left. And as I said, Jesus was still forgiving. Verse 34 says, "Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots." Over in verse 39. One of the malefactors who was hanged railed against him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And then he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." And he forgave that man right there on the cross in that moment. It only takes a moment to receive forgiveness. But it does take, like in my case, when I struggled with having a forgiving spirit, because I really was truly angry at this individual. But as usual, the Lord provides a way, and as I said earlier, he can give you an attitude adjustment. He can work on you really hard and make you realize that what you need to do is to yield to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke 11, there is another version of the Lord's Prayer. And I want to close the scripture with that. Luke 11, verse 1. "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. After I pray, I do have some other comments to make about Judy and myself. So if y'all would hang with me for a minute. Heavenly Father, as we go through your word and study and read and learn to what you would have us to know, how you use this book we call the Bible to teach us your will and your desire for us. You teach us what we should do. You teach us how we should act. And you teach us to turn ourselves, our heart, our mind, our body, and our soul over to the Lord Jesus Christ and admit that he is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is the one that we should love the most. He is the one who's done the most for us. And we thank you for your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.